listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are a film podcast inspired by the quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs. Each month we pick a theme, and each week one of us picks a movie that falls within that theme. And we are starting Revenge Month.
But yeah, it's a good feeling.
So revenge. Each of us have picked a movie that highlights revenge.
Revenge!
Dun, dun, dun!
So many revenge movies.
There are. I was actually thinking there was one I could have done, and then I literally completely forgot about it.
We've done so many revenge movies already.
Was it Fear?
No, it wasn't Fear.
It wasn't Fear with Mr. Walker?
With Mr. Walker, no.
Mr. Walker!
That's not really a revenge movie, I don't feel like. No, I was thinking how I could have done Martyrs.
Cape Fear?
I always talk about it.
I'm surprised you didn't.
You could definitely do Cape Fear, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's still a chance. Last minute audible if you want.
Yeah, you could change it up.
We haven't watched your movie.
Would you do the original or the remake?
Oh, of course you
would.
Going Bob.
Going Bob.
Yeah, Bobby D.
Well, before we get to my revenge pick, Guido, you said you had a topic you wanted to talk about.
So
a trailer?
I saw a trailer to a movie that I'm excited to share with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it the new Sonic trailer?
It's another John Wick movie. But this one's got a lady in it, and it stars Ana de Armas.
Oh, the ballerina series.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a show, isn't it? I thought it was a show.
No, I think they've just cut it, and they're going to make a movie out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It deserves it.
It's about the ballet, about like the Angelica Houston kind
of part. From John Wick.
Is she in it? Is Angelica Houston in it?
Oh, no. Oh. But it has the late, you know, Lance Reddick in it.
Oh.
So they must have
filmed it before he died.
Yeah.
Was it the third one or was it the fourth one?
I think it's the third one.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I can't wait to see her kick some ass.
Oh, Ana de Armas.
Yes.
Does she have tattoos in it? Because they're all
tatted
in there.
Yeah, she's got the, those Russian tattoos on her back.
Yeah, because you know she's got that big cross that then, you know, if she punches her ticket, they burn it in her back.
They do?
Well, yeah. That's what they did. That's what they did to him.
I forget.
They punched his ticket.
I mean, yeah.
They said it just like that.
You know, again, surprising and a last minute audible if anybody wants to. You could do John Wick.
John Wick is literally
one of the ultimate.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I thought Guido would pick that because of his obsession with Keanu.
No, I'm going to make you watch something that you haven't seen.
Well, you know, since Dave Grohl is now a piece of shit, Keanu's the only good guy left.
Oh no! I mean,
he's not married or doesn't have children, so he really can't fuck up. To be honest,
he's the most wholesome dude.
He's very wholesome.
Unless mm-hmm. we find out that he's like a serial killer,
don't even put that.
I feel
out
like
there.
I'd probably forgive him anyway.
Like you open up.
You sound like Dave Chappelle. It's like even if he did do it,
we were at this craft fair today, walking around, and there was this booth. And half of it was resin acrylic products, and the other half was portraits of serial killers.
Yeah. Amazing.
And Guido's walking around and with Vincent, and he's like, "This guy likes to wear your skin."
Oh, nice.
This guy likes to eat
like
organs.
Oh, so like actual serial killers or like
Ed Gein, all of them. Son of Sam was there.
I just need a correlation.
Berkowitz?
Correlation was. He the one that was saying he likes to eat your skin.
I feel
he
like Vincent
organs,
would
or,
know that stuff.
Or Vincent was the one that was like, Dad, he likes to eat your skin.
He'll dressed up as a clown.
No, it was basically like
I was feeding him the facts that he'll never forget.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the owners were like, yeah, we're basically calling that like the history section. It totally was.
As soon as I told him that there was a clown that would eat people's organs. He was like...
Did Gacy eat people?
Well, I think that he would actually cut them up into pieces, and then he would fuck those pieces. But I just told Vinny that he would cut people into pieces, and then he would play with those
Dahmer
pieces.
Dahmer was one of the people.
Ed
I was just going to say that.
Ed killed them, skinned them, and made, like, lampshades out of their skin. Well, I know we just ate dinner. Unfortunately, I don't have dessert. I would have offered you guys Pop Rocks and soda, but we didn't have
any Pop Rocks.
I know.
I don't want my guts to explode.
You know, based off the urban legend, if you eat Pop Rocks and soda at the same time, everything inside you blows up.
Yeah, that's what killed the kid that ate Life cereal.
Mikey
killed
likes
Mikey.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of urban legends.
Ba-ba-ba-da.
My pick for Revenge Month. It came out in 1998. It was directed by Jamie Blanks, who also directed another horror movie I saw in theaters called Valentine, which has David Boreanaz and
Yum.
Big Jugs from... what's what's her name?
Tara Reid?
Carmen Electra?
Oh. Denise Richards.
Denise Richards?
Yes.
Nuclear physicist Denise Richards?
Yes. So she's
in it. We could have watched that movie.
Saw that in theaters, too. That is a Valentine-themed horror movie.
So I guess we got to save that for February.
Yes. My movie stars Jared Leto, Alicia Witt, Joshua Jackson.
Who?
Joshua Jackson! It's Urban Legend.
They are the legends we've all heard.
Gang members drive around at night with their headlights off. And when someone goes to flash in their high beams to warn them, they kill them.
The stories we've all told.
A guy and a girl, and they're parked out in the woods. The guy steps out, and the girl starts to hear these scratching noises. It's her dead boyfriend hung from a tree.
The tales we've all listened to.
Isn't there another story about a guy with an axe hiding in a woman's backseat?
My mom still checks the backseat before getting into a car.
But just because it never happened doesn't mean it never will.
Okay. He just looks like a heavy Eminem. You know?
The sexiest Eminem.
He is the real Slim Shady.
Okay, so around the room. First, I would like to say that I did see this movie 3 times in theaters. This was deep into my Joshua Jackson love. Three? Which continues to this day. I love Joshua Jackson.
Actually, wait, I need help. I share a bed with this person.
Rotating posters in my room of Joshua Jackson. First, it was like the Dawson's Creek like cast. And then
she's
it was
like
just Joshua Jackson.
Any Tiger Beat?
Oh, tons. Yeah. And when I was in high school, we had to do this thing in art class where we did like a portrait of a celebrity or like a picture. And I picked the Joshua Jackson milk ad. Remember they did those milk ads with the milk mustaches?
Yes.
My favorite was Willem Dafoe.
My favorite terrible, was terrible Alex artist. Trebek.
I used to write I Love Joshua Jackson all over all of my books. Like, I just loved him. Still do. Still hot. Still looking good. Making
That's adorable.
Love him so much.
She saw it 3 times because that was the only place her parents would let her go out on the weekends.
It's kind of
three terrific. Times.
You know what's so funny too?
Right. Must be tired.
I was not allowed to see Scream in theaters. That came out in 1996. My parents would not let me see it. This came out 2 years later. I saw it 3 times in theaters and saw Scream 2 twice in theaters. That was only a year later, but my parents would not let me see the original Scream in theaters.
Your parents knew how you felt about E.T., so...
Was this rated R, or was it PG-13?
I didn't see E.T. until I was in my 20s.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
it's rated R.
In a similar fashion, I always thought it was funny, and I know I'm probably going to hear about this later, but I remember when I went to my first Ozfest, my parents wouldn't take me because Marilyn Manson was there.
Uh-huh.
That guy had his ribs removed.
That's an urban legend.
That is an urban legend.
So that he could suck
his own dick.
But then the next year, we all went, and then we took my 10-year-old brother to Ozfest then.
Yeah.
And Rob Zombie was there.
Rob Zombie's pretty wholesome.
Yeah,
though.
But I mean, he's different because, you know.
We'll talk about him in a little bit, too. Well, around the room, had you seen this movie, what were your initial thoughts of my pick? Tammy.
I had seen this movie, but it had been a really long time, and I couldn't remember who the killer was. Until...
Also, do you have a favorite Joshua Jackson movie other than this one?
I don't really remember like all of his movies.
Oh, well, I could list them.
I think he is an attractive young man.
I'll give you Cruel Intentions. You can have that one if you'd like.
He's in that?
Yes, he's gay.
Yeah, he has the same haircut.
Yeah, they filmed this in the same year as Cruel Intentions, which is why his hair is blonde in this movie.
Yeah, he had to walk around for several months with his hair like
that. He's not in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, he is. So he's like, he's the one that, like, Ryan Phillippe goes to his house and asks him, like, he's, like, gay. And he has sex with the dude to, like, frame him.
I don't remember him
movie. It's not a big part. It's a small part.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt?
Yes, I have seen this movie before. I remembered who the killer was.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wasn't excited because even though at the time that I saw it...
Because you're jealous of Joshua Jackson, I understand.
No, because... When I saw it at the time, I didn't realize how insufferable one of the cast members would become.
Oh.
But now knowing the mega douche status that Jared Leto has achieved, I feel like he's second only to like Elon Musk now.
Really? In your mind?
Self-absorbed douchebag?
He's like basically a cult leader at this point. Yeah.
Well, he does like to morb.
It's Morbin time.
It is Morbin time. I mean, that's his one redeeming quality recently.
But, yeah.
But, so, I'm sorry, I wasn't as excited.
Do you have a favorite Joshua Jackson
movie? Oh, yeah, it's the Mighty Ducks trilogy.
The trilogy, okay.
I mean, like, if I had to pick, you got to go with number two.
Two's great.
That's basically, you know, that was basically our generation's Rocky IV.
Yeah.
But instead of, you know, the Russians.
You get Iceland.
It was Team Iceland.
Yep. Guido?
No, I have not seen this movie, and I've seen it twice now in preparation for this episode.
I know. I appreciate
it. So thank you for that.
Do you have a favorite Joshua Jackson movie?
No. And I, you know that I don't. I'd name another. Okay. What movie do you think I've seen that with him in it?
With Joshua Jackson in it?
Yeah.
Well, you've seen The Mighty Ducks, obviously.
Holy shit, that is that little kid, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Have you seen The Skulls? About the Skull and Bone Society? Also has Paul Walker in it.
Does that have Ryan Phillippe in it?
No, that's Cruel Intentions.
Oh, okay, no. No. No, no, seriously, I have... He's managed to be in every, like...
Did you watch that show, Fringe?
Teeny Bop.
Fringe.
That show, yeah, it was that show
Did
on
you see that Dr. Death show? He was very good in that.
He was in Ocean's 11?
Yes,
I'm not the target demographic for this man.
He plays himself in Ocean's 11.
Yeah, they're doing that backroom poker game with him and
Topher Grace, Shane West, Barry Watson from Seventh Heaven, Holly Marie Combs from Charmed, and...
Frodo.
And Joshua Jackson.
Did you see Muppets in Space? He was in that also.
Oh, How could I forget?
Have forgotten the seminal Muppets film, Muppet in Space?
He was also like a Disney kid, too, because, you know, the Mighty Ducks, obviously, and everything like that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Further distancing him from the, you know.
All right. Well, let's get going.
All right. Buckle up, assholes.
Urban Legend had a budget of $14 million. Horror movies are very cheap to make. And it made $72.5. Obviously, $36 of that was me.
What a success.
Wait, wow.
Way to go.
Or back then, it was probably like $8 a ticket, so like $24.
That
is truly impressive.
It was $8.50 or $9.75, yeah. Actually.
Thanks
so
at Regal Entertainment.
So in today's monies.
But $72.5 million. It does hold a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that good?
No, it's not. It's a splat. It's a green tomato.
Well, what was the audience score also bad, or did it rank higher?
I didn't look at the
audience.
Because,
you know, we can't trust the critics anymore. They're all bought by Disney. They're corporate shills.
Joshua Jackson's also in a
new
movie. He's on a new show out right now that's produced by Ryan Murphy. It basically looks like The Love Boat. Don Johnson is also in it. So, you know, and you know.
It's on HBO, right?
I think it's on Fox.
What color is his hair?
It's fabulous.
It's brown.
Wait, is it faux blonde?
He plays a doctor on a cruise ship.
So it's Could on Fox. Blonde. Is this before or after the bee tornado on 911?
Oh, my God.
It's a bee tornado.
It's called the bee-nado. Have you seen those previews for that fucking show?
Yeah.
That is the most.
They're unavoidable at this point.
There are way too many people who are reputable actors on that show that are on that show.
Money, 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 money.
It's ridiculous. All right. Well, buckle up, assholes. We start on a dark and rainy night. A young woman, Michelle Mancini, played by, not a serial killer, but a murderer, Natasha Gregson Wagner. Her father is Robert Wagner. Alleged murderer.
He killed a guy.
A girl.
He killed a lady.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, come on.
I mean, Christopher Walken.
Oh, your mom thinks he did it, though, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken was on the boat, too.
Yeah, she doesn't like him either.
And according to my mom, I don't think it was him. It was her fault. She was drunk. She shouldn't have been on the boat anyway.
If I bring up any of them, she just says, they murdered that girl, Matthew.
Yes. Oh,
they murdered that girl.
So she's driving her car, listening to college campus radio. And
what song is playing?
No, she's listening. She's actually listening to Tara Reid's characters. Oh. She's
her
listening
to her
radio show. She's like a sex radio person.
She's like, oh my God, this is what we do to have sex. And I'm going to fillet the microphone.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's like she's in the room with us now.
We're totally recording this visually.
Cup the balls.
The guy with the bad gum to teeth ratio is really laughing at this.
You don't want to swallow loads of cum, okay? You want to avoid the loads of cum,
she says. She does say that. She says, let me congratulate you on your choice of sexual activity because, sweetie, the world is not ready for you to reproduce. But then admonishes
her
because
dumb.
It's not smart to swallow random people's loads because you could get STDs.
Yeah, for all they know.
What if she was hungry?
For all we know.
She just needed a light snack.
Or, and that's like stupid girls. Like, I can feel them swimming around inside of me.
That's why she went to the glory hole in the first place, to get topped up.
But it's also because this guy possibly could have been taking a supplement that would increase your load size.
Big cummies for flat tummies?
I'm telling you, there is a need in the market for this dietary supplement that not only decreases your tummy size, but increases your load size.
Lovely. Michelle nearly collides with another car because she's not paying attention because she's a dumb bitch.
And she then starts singing along with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, well, she's been singing, yeah. So she puts a tape into the tape player.
Yeah, because I got tired of hearing Tara Reid then, too.
She starts singing Total Eclipse of the Heart. She stops. She drives right by a very well-lit gas station and then notices her gas is, I'm assuming what's going to happen is that I'm assuming the gas tank got, like, fucked with because she's running out of gas. It's like, it's moving like this. It's very fast.
She was eating a bowl of cereal. She was very distracted while she was driving.
So she has to stop at this very small gas station. It's pouring rain, and the strange-looking attendant comes out, played by Brad Dourif, the voice of the original Chucky, and was also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Great actor.
Alien Resurrection.
I always forget that's him.
Bad Lieutenant, New Orleans, Port of Call.
If you start talking about that fucking movie.
Oh, such an amazing
movie. Oh, my God. He told me the plot of that movie on our drive up to Ithaca, and
I
wanted to take the wheel and, like, drive into a semi. That's how bad it was. Like, I was like, stop talking about this movie.
Guess what? Cage match.
You're not picking it. No.
Cage match.
I abstain.
Can you give me a brief synopsis
of this ridiculous movie?
No,
please?
I told you, you have to watch it because I watched that bullshit Dark Angel movie.
I mean, everyone should watch that Dolph Lundgren movie from the 80s.
You know, you could have done 90s. You could have done The Crow for this month.
Yeah, but why would you?
Exactly.
It's not a good movie.
Lee suffered enough being in that movie.
We don't need to suffer. So he offers to fill up her car. He has a stammer. She offers to pay by credit card. He goes in. He comes back out. And as he's filling up the tank, he's looking in her car. And he comes back out and says he needs the credit card companies on the phone. She needs to talk to them. She goes inside. She puts mace in her jacket. She goes inside. He tries to, like, grab her and talk to her. There's no one on the phone. And she freaks out and does a really terrible, get away from me, like this. It is like that.
Not a pen and paper in sight.
Just awful.
You know?
Yeah. I know.
Nothing to write on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Also, when you're, like, in stress, your stammer is going to get worse. Like, you're not going to be able to get anything out.
Is that how that works?
Well, it doesn't help. It does. Yeah, it doesn't help. So she runs back to the car. She sprays him with mace. She runs back to the car, peels away, and you hear him yell, there's someone in the back seat.
That's like a...
almost like he's trying to save her.
Yes, exactly. Like, which he was.
Haha.
So then she's crying. The song is still playing, and the part of the song is turn around every now. So she keeps
turn around,
and as she's driving, you see a silhouetted figure in the back. So I do like this because I just think it's good wordplay, like the turnaround and the turnaround.
It's Meatloaf. Meatloaf's in the back seat.
Oh, it is Meatloaf.
He would do anything for love.
He did write that song, didn't he?
Well, the guy that writes for Meatloaf
also wrote Bonnie Tyler.
His name was Jim Steinman, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we see the person in the back. We see a very large axe, and then she sees the person, and then whoosh-hoo! Head decapitated.
Yeah, so they're driving. Like,
that's what he said.
How did he not get ejected? How did this killer not
She didn't slam on the brakes. Her foot would have come off the pedal, and the car would have slowed down.
Also, there's not a lot of room to swing an axe inside an SUV.
This
killer
did it and took her head right off.
I think you could do
What is that urban legend, though?
I think you could...
Someone stuck in the back of your car.
Someone in the back of your car. That's why they tell you to check the back seat of your car.
It's that one where, like, the guy was followed... Like, this girl was being followed by this guy. He kept flashing the headlight, his high beams on her, and she thought he was stalking her, and then she pulled over into a gas station. She ran inside.
To get help.
Is this an urban legend? Like, you're supposed to look in your back seat when it's dark outside?
The fact that you have never heard
this is how is that an urban legend?
Because of the urban legend.
Hold on.
Because it happened to
Every time I'm in the dark, I'm going to have to look at my back seat now.
How have you never heard this?
It's so dumb.
I think in her defense, she grew up in New Jersey.
It's true. People pump your gas for you, so you never have to get out of your car.
And also, the only urban legend they were allowed to know in New Jersey was the Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil.
Yeah, tell us all you know about the Jersey Devil, please.
And also,
I don't even. I know that it's there an urban legend. Tammy. Ugly looking.
I know what the Jersey Devil is.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck. Because it's stupid. What is
the Jersey Devil?
The Jersey Devil was birthed by a woman who worshipped the devil and was impregnated by, like, kind of like a Rosemary's Baby situation. And so when it was born, it came out like half person, half like winged beast.
Fascinating. Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually just John Bon Jovi.
It's a cryptid.
So is like the Loch Ness Monster an urban legend?
Yeah.
Or like
Yeah, but Bigfoot? It's not really... It's
or there, UFOs Rod or whatever.
Rod Stewart sucking off all his roadies and having to get his stomach pumped. All of it's urban legends.
Gerbil.
Gerbil.
In a butt.
They mention it in the movie.
That's not...
Shove a gerbil up your butt so it tickles your prostate.
The urban legend was that renowned Hollywood actor Richard Gere was caught with a gerbil.
With a gerbil up his butt.
Tammy, there's also an urban legend where if you put food in your butt, you'll poop out your mouth.
I'm
worried that you don't know any of these.
Why are you worried?
Because I feel like you,
it's so fucking stupid.
No, we are all worried.
Oh, let's look in our back seat in the dark.
To be honest, you're the weird one.
I'm not concerned about you.
In the movies, you definitely be one of the dead bitches because you didn't look. Yeah,
step on a crack and you break your mama's back.
I'm kind of worried that it's going to happen to you. You're going to go home. Oh, you're going to wake up in a bathtub full of ice. Your kidney's going to be gone. But you're going to fall for this shit. How can you be so obtuse?
What do you mean I'm going to fall for
you're
it?
You're going to be obtuse. You're obtuse right now.
She'll be obtusing.
Like, come on, guys.
I'm gonna dangle a dollar in front of you on a fishing line and be like, "Ooh, you got to be quicker than that."
That's not an urban legend.
That's just a Geico commercial.
That's how stupid these stupid urban legends are.
All right, well, let's continue. We'll get to some more stupid ones.
I only like real urban legends like Pecos Bill and John Henry.
Yes.
And Paul Bunyan.
Well, that same night,
Paul Bunyan,
inside a coffee shop lounge at Pendleton University, college student Parker Riley, Michael Rosenbaum,
Lex Luthor
from Smallville.
He was also in that terrible movie Sorority Boys.
Yes, that's where I recognized him from. Him and the guy from Seventh Heaven.
Barry Watson.
And that other person.
Harlan, what's his name, from Half Baked.
Oh my God.
That movie was so terrible that it was funny.
Well, he's telling the urban legend of the Stanley Hall Massacre, which was supposedly 25 years ago on the campus. A crazy professor killed a dozen students at a closed dorm on campus. So... Natalie, played by Alicia Witt, who, Guido, was in Dune, the original 1984 Dune. She played
very special. She's Paul Atreides' sister.
A tiny little baby. And she's also most recently in Long Legs.
You just got a guaranteed.
She's great.
Way to go, babe. You just got a guaranteed pass.
I hope so.
And I would just like to say, what a beautiful young lady.
Gorgeous red hair. Also, my fall fashion wardrobe this woman has in this, like the turtlenecks and the maroon tones.
And the Victoria's Secret padded bras of the 90s.
The titties.
Weirdly, though, she tucks her sweaters into her jeans without a belt. I just think that's odd. You shouldn't be tucking in a sweater at all. It's very European.
Well, it's like a turtleneck, though. So it's not like a big, bulky sweater. It's like a turtleneck.
It would have been funnier if they were all dressed by Urban Outfitters.
Yep.
Amazing. Love that for them. So Natalie, played by Alicia Witt, and Brenda Bates, played by Rebecca Gayhart. Probably most famous for being, like, I don't think it was Neutrogena. It was,
Noxzema?
Noxzema. She has this gorgeous curly hair. Everyone knows her from those Noxzema commercials. She was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She played Brad Pitt's wife that he, urban legend, killed. Because that was a rumor. But she was in a lot of stuff. She famously accidentally killed somebody as well. But, you know, she was married to McSteamy.
McCleveland Steamer?
McSteamy. Not McDreamy. McSteamy.
McSteamy. From Grey's Anatomy. Oh, Steamy Nicks.
Yeah,
Steamy Nicks.
Yeah,
he shits bitches.
So they're listening.
Steamy Ray Vaughan.
They don't believe it. Then we also meet Parker's girlfriend, Sasha, played by Tara Reid. Uh-huh, I know.
And her boobs are definitely not around her tummy at this point.
Sharknado, fabulous. Also was in Cruel Intentions.
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. That too.
That's like her best movie.
Hey, what was her quote? Can you
I'll suck your dick
for
$1,000.
$1,000.
I'm just going to go find an ATM.
Grant can't watch, though. That'll cost extra.
Oh, my gosh. So she's the local radio DJ that the girl was listening to before she got her head cut off. Then in comes Paul, played by terrible singer, current cult leader, Jared Leto.
Is his last name Allen in this movie?
It's Gardner.
So his name is not Paul Allen.
His name's not Paul Allen.
Let's see Paul Gardner's.
Paul Gardner's. He is a pompous college reporter. Movies like this were heavily influential in me wanting to join the college newspaper and then being terribly let down by how boring being on a college newspaper is.
Because
there's no big stories.
He acts like he's writing for the New York Times. He always has like a satchel.
He's like, I'm going to go meet my...
He's got a beeper.
I'm going to meet my source in the parking garage.
I guarantee you...
This goes all the way to the top.
That's just self-actualization.
It's
fine.
This is a small university, a liberal arts university. I guarantee you they put out a paper once a week. It's not a daily. There are schools that have daily newspapers, like Ivy League big schools do. There's no way they're putting out a daily paper. And I believe at one point he's like, got to get back to the newsroom. All right, Peter Jennings, calm
down.
Don't
we see the newsroom at a certain point? There's no one there.
Isn't the newsroom just his dorm room?
It's awful.
It is.
Yes.
Well, we all know how Jared Leto has an inflated sense of self, so that tracks.
I think that guy's going to live to over 200 years old.
He joins the group, but he basically says, like, it's not true. There's a bullshit story like this on every college campus, blah, blah, blah.
He did not.
Natalie and Brenda obviously are pretty attracted to him. They go like, bye, Paul. Super hot. He does have very beautiful blue eyes. I will say that.
Jared Leto doesn't look like he can grow facial hair yet.
Oh, no. He's a baby in this movie. Yeah. This is like my so-called
life. He looks
wafer
thin. That guy could not take a punch.
I actually think he looks healthy. And there are other movies and TV appearances where he looks sick. He's so frail.
He'll be a very frail looking individual.
Yeah.
He looks
like Dallas
frail
Buyers
now.
Club?
Well, I mean,
well, he plays someone with AIDS in that.
Yeah, that's different.
Right. Well, you know.
Well, and also when he was in cinematic tour de force, the epic that we all know and love, Morbius, he also played a dying person.
He morbed all the time in that movie.
Also, when he was like a really good Joker, like he's pretty thin in that. Like,
why are you doing
an excellent Joker, I will say. By Batman standards, potentially maybe like the best Joker.
Oh, no.
Heresy? At this hour?
I was going to say, he looked awful in that movie. That was the one that I was really thinking.
I'm going to call the Inquisition.
Joker,
this is ridiculous.
What was that movie again?
Suicide Squad. The David Ayer Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Not James Gunn.
Yeah.
That was a good Suicide Squad.
What, they leave the coffee shop. Brenda and Natalie go to the Stanley Hall where the massacre apparently took place. And they do the little Bloody Mary thing. Also kind of an urban legend. Standing in front of a mirror saying Bloody Mary. And then we meet Damon Brooks, played by Joshua Jackson.
Oh my God!
It's Joshua Jackson. He has really awful dyed blonde hair in this movie. And
he sells drugs out of the trunk of his car.
Looks delicious.
Is this when they were like dumping peroxide in their hair?
What do you mean? Instead of hair dye? Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know why it's blonde in this movie. It's because they were filming Cruel Intentions at the same time.
No, I don't know why
he's blonde in Cruel Intentions. There's no reason for it. I'm assuming maybe like just the people.
It's on trend.
Because he's a criminal. Bam, bam, bam,
so
bam.
He's a misfit student, basically like a stupid frat boy. He taunts them over like going inside the boarded up dorm room. Natalie and Brenda split up. Natalie goes home to her dorm room where she interrupts her goth roommate, Tosh, getting railed from behind. With a goth dirge of dicks. Yep.
While listening to Rob Zombie.
Yes. This is also a dorm room straight out of like the newest Wednesday show. Like half of it is black with candles, a light, and half of it is like something out of like a Delia's catalog.
Also, Tosh,
played by Danielle Harris, some would consider horror movie royalty, was in Rob Zombie Halloween series.
She's been in a lot of screamers.
So the next day in class, we meet Professor William Wexler, played by another horror movie legend, Robert Englund. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddy Krueger himself teaches at a college. So he's discussing folklore and urban legends. Like another kind of, we'll say more famous one is the babysitter, where she's getting a call from someone who's terrorizing her. They trace the call. It's coming from inside the house, which is also another horror movie, by the way.
How about a whole bunch of logs in the back of a truck, like an 18-wheeler full of logs?
Oh, my God. We drove behind one on our way back from Ithaca. I'm like, and we're in a Final Destination 3 scenario. Two, sorry.
3 was the roller coaster.
It's an urban
three
legend,
the roller
Tammy.
Coaster.
Fucking logs on a truck is an urban legend.
No, it's not. He calls up Rebecca Gayhart's character, He offers her some Pop Rocks, and then he offers her some soda, and she says no, and he says why, and she says murder. Because apparently if you eat Pop Rocks with soda, everything inside you bursts. And
everyone knows that.
And he says, well, do you know anyone who's died this way? And she said, yeah, Mikey from the Life cereal commercials. Give it to Mikey, he'll eat anything. And then he pulls up a slide. He's like, oh, you mean this guy? What if I told you that Mikey is alive and well and working in real estate in New York City? Would you do it then? And she still won't. So then Joshua Jackson, because he's a hero, he's not really scared of anything, he says he'll do it. God. I know. So then he goes up, he takes the Pop Rocks, he drinks the soda, seems fine, and then he feigns basically going into a seizure playing dead, but he's just joking.
What a funny guy.
Because not only is he not scared of anything, he's very funny. Like, he's super
he
funny.
Gets what's coming to him, and he spits in his own eye.
Yeah.
Pop Rocks and soda.
He's, like, really good at comedy.
He does get some on his face.
He literally spits up in his eye.
He could get some on my face any day.
Green goo.
Oh, no, I meant something else. I meant some other bodily fluids.
I think that's an urban legend also.
Autofillating?
Joshua Jackson and you.
Oh, God.
Splooging things on your face and chest.
If there was an urban legend, that means it's mildly based in fact. Like, it happened at one point. So I hope so.
I mean, how would that work?
Except you just said that it's an urban legend that no one's died from Pop Rocks and soda. Exactly.
That's not true.
But it's mildly true is what you just said.
It is true.
It isn't.
Everybody knows that one person that died from that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
you know
really
what?
I'm worried about you. I really
listen,
am.
Bitch. Okay.
This is so fucking stupid.
If you wake
stupid
up in a bathtub again full of ice, okay, missing a kidney, it's your fault, okay?
I love that because you've never again heard of it, it's dumb.
No,
written off an entire you're
so going against your own words. You're like, oh, it's moderately,
yeah, it's moderately
based on
based
true
on
things,
like facts.
But no one has died from Pop Rocks and soda.
Well, no, not that one. That one's stupid.
So there you go.
I had never heard that
Tammy
one either.
Just because one urban legend is dumb doesn't mean
that they're all
and
dumb
and is not based in truth. Doesn't mean that they.
Oh, you don't want
to
pay.
There's stories first passed down from generation to generation. They get
that
like,
is folklore. That is not urban legends.
Urban legends are folklore.
That's
Jesus
what,
Christ.
That's same what thing. It is. It's folklore.
Tall tales, urban legends, folklore.
Tall tales
all
is urban legend.
All.
Tammy,
it's
there's a large the blue ox. Okay.
Johnny Appleseed
yes
wore a tin pot on his
yes
head.
That's an urban
that's
legend.
That's an urban legend. It's folklore.
The Sanderson sisters will come alive with the black flame candle.
No, that's
okay,
a
that
fucking
was,
movie.
That was made up.
That was written down in a script.
Jamie, do you know the difference between real and not real?
I don't
I'm worried
want
you don't.
This
I'm
is
I'm concerned.
This whole stuff is stupid.
I'm so concerned about you. I really am. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what's also really I funny? Know. I feel like this is stupid is your icky and scary. You say it all the time.
Just this episode.
This is
just
stupid.
This episode.
This is stupid.
All right, let's continue. Later that day, Natalie and Brenda see Paul distributing out newspapers detailing about the decapitation murder of Michelle Mancini and the Dean Adams, who also was in The Fifth Element. Guido, another favorite
yes
of yours.
He was a general on the ship, and he was murdered by evil.
And the campus security guard, Reese, played by Loretta Devine, sassy black lady, who loves
Pam Grier
movies. Not
yes
the Big
she,
Bird
cage. I love Pam Grier movies as well.
Not the
she
Bird cage.
She defuncts the urban legend that black people
die first. Good, that's
in
good,
scary
good
movies.
Good point, Tammy. I
also,
like that.
Also,
there we
not,
go.
That's not an urban legend. That's a Hollywood trope.
All right.
Okay. Well,
that is
that
true, though. It does happen.
So is the sassy part.
So they are, like, confiscating the papers, and because Jared Leto / the Joker is a very serious journalist, and he has
oh,
a
he has
pager
integrity.
He's upset about it. And he says, you're hindering the First Amendment, or whatever the fuck he says. Oh, the dean says that there's no killer, and the only crazy person is him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Burr, 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 burr.
Okay. So later, the whole crew meet. They discuss the murder. Joshua Jackson, being very funny, makes a joke about how he's going to miss her because she gave good head.
Get it?
Because she got her head cut off.
I guess she got
so
ahead of herself.
Hilarious. So funny. Natalie claims to not know Michelle Mancini, but when she goes home and is all sad, she's looking in her yearbook because we all keep our high school yearbooks in our dorm rooms. And they were friends in high school. They were bitch cheerleaders together.
They were scissor sisters.
Potentially. Lies.
Potentially. That evening, Damon sees Natalie, invites her to a party, and he says, you know, let's go somewhere. He takes her someplace in his car. Funny, when he kickstarts the car, the theme song from Dawson's Creek is playing on the radio. Amazing. Hilarious. So funny.
It
would have
been better if it was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
It would have been. They're driving. They're having some brewskis. They drive to a secluded...
Wait, they're drinking while driving?
They are.
Road sodas.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! There was no blowies.
Oh.
Sorry. They drive to a secluded part in the nearby woods.
For blowies.
And he tries to, you know...
He just starts to push down on her head.
Yeah.
He tried to sneak his finger up her
sniff. And then she punches him, and he calls her a bitch. And then she says, take me home. And he says, well, I gotta take a piss. So he gets out of the car, and he goes to take a wee. I'm sure, you know...
He could just said, you know, I gotta get out of the car, so look, I gotta go touch my dick.
I mean, God, I wish... Also, I'm pretty sure it's huge, so he probably just needs to like let it breathe every once in a while. Cause
yeah, he has to unfurl it. Is that what you're saying?
You gotta unfurl it. So he's peeing, and then we see a rope go around his neck from behind, and he gets pulled up.
Is this an actual rope or a rope that he shot?
God, I wish. All over my face. Jesus Christ. So he's,
you know,
hanging.
He's clearing at least a coffee table.
It's called a pearl necklace, guys.
No, that's around your neck, not in your face. My friend.
It's called a facial.
Oh.
So he's hanging above the car. His feet are scraping the top of the car. This is another urban legend.
Which is dumb.
Super dumb.
It's stupid.
It's scary.
It's something I've never heard of.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Let's just dangle dangle on the top of the car here.
How could you?
I love how you act like he did it to himself. Like he put himself up there.
Oh, she's going to hit the gas pedal. Yes. Fucking idiot.
So like, Natalie gets scared because the killer.
You got to be quicker than that.
I don't understand why he's a Geico commercial. Yeah. Why is he a Geico commercial?
This reminds me of that one urban legend of that caveman that got really upset about people talking about how
that stupid easy gecko.
Oh, it's so easy a caveman can do it.
Yeah. So
appropriate.
Reminds me of that other urban legend of that lady that walks around with a scanning gun and says you can bundle all of your insurance.
You can bundle all
together.
Your car insurance. So
that's
she,
how old this urban legend
yes,
is.
She gets scared. She tries to drive away, but because the rope is connected to the car, basically, she ends up hanging Josh.
So she kills him.
She kills
him. She's a murderer.
Yeah, and his body falls on the windshield, and he's dead.
She curbed her.
But she's all right. Thank goodness, too, because she is a force.
I also got to say, to be honest, I mean, he was peeing when the rope went around his neck, so shouldn't his dick be out?
His
and
dick
I
is
personally
out.
Feel it's not out? Robbed. That
hey,
we didn't see it.
They wanted this to be... Was this rated R? I forget.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they didn't want an NC-17 rating there.
So she goes and runs and gets Loretta Devine, who's been watching...
oh, Lord!
Yes, it's basically
What's
that.
What's going on, child?
They get back to the place where the car was, and everything's gone. The body, the car, everything. So people just think she's crazy. Because
I know
she's a woman.
Didn't interrupt my stories for this, child.
A frantic woman. The next day, they can't locate Damon. Natalie's friends are skeptical. They don't believe her either. They're like, he probably just, like, fucked off. He was supposed to go skiing this weekend. He plays these kinds of jokes all the time. He'll be back. Okay?
He's got to go tug his rope.
She goes to the library to check out a book about urban legends. There's so many of them. Runs into Tara...
The Encyclopedia.
Uh-huh. Is it Tara Reid? Runs into Tara Reid, who's being a big whorebag and checking out a book about the Kama Sutra.
Naturally.
Yes. And we also then are flashing back to her roommate, Tosh, who's trying to get fucked by other goth guys.
Via the internet.
So I thought lithium was a drug for, like, bored housewives.
No, it's like an antidepressant.
It's for schizophrenia.
Oh, or bipolar disorder, isn't it?
I'm getting mixed signals, guys. Do you need some lithium?
Yeah. So someone says they're going to, come fuck her. And she goes to the bathroom wearing a corset and nothing else.
She's looking real good.
She does look pretty good. So she walks back into her room and she gets attacked. The person who was chatting with her obviously is the killer.
What?
I know.
This is
fascinating. She gets strangled and...
I thought she got stabbed.
With
so
a
is
dick.
This urban is this urban legend that you're a slut hoe bag on the internet and
yeah.
if you meet up with guys you're going to be murdered?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I mean, that's just a cautionary tale. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's not really an urban.
It's
legend.
A really confusing.
That's like every.
I have heard
that's
of it.
That's what they tell you in college not to do.
That's like every other episode of SVU starts out.
Yeah.
That way.
No, so basically what happens is she's making noise, and because Lysia Witt comes back and remembers, oh, the last time I came in and turned the lights on, you were getting fucked from behind. I'm not going to turn the lights on. And so she...
I'm going to go...
It's a courtesy.
She immediately gets into a negligee and puts on her headphones and falls asleep to Amy Winehouse.
I'm going
or
to fall asleep
Katie
to my
Tunstall.
To my Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair.
This is why I'm torn.
Yeah.
Natalie Imbruglia.
And then she wakes up the next morning. She sees a pool of blood, and it looks like her roommate has slit her own wrist. And then when she turns around, written on the wall in blood is, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights?"
I hate this scene.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Because
yeah, you better not be stupid.
If she slit her wrists like that, there's no way she'd have the strength to write on the wall like that.
Yeah, it's because she didn't.
It's complete fake.
It's because she didn't slit
her
wrists.
But everybody believed that she did it because she's on lithium.
Yeah, okay. Nobody listens to
Hold
crazy.
On a second.
Nobody listens
you're
to
gonna tell me,
build up women,
all
right?
You're going to tell me that lady of all ladies doesn't have like a secret jar of like play blood that she just puts on walls and shit for fun? She doesn't have that?
Oh, so you've made up this thought that she...
No, I feel like that can be a subsect of the goth culture where it's like a sort of like vampire
case. They always got blood on them.
Where they have like blood capsules.
Yeah, and they keep blood on them
and
on their
by
person.
Blood capsules are not actual blood.
You don't know when you need to be
that
topped
have, like,
up.
Liquid that looks like blood.
Do you think she has like implantable
Do I
vampire teeth that she draws blood from other people, and
Listen,
that's where she
I
gets
think that
it?
There are clubs where she can't get into them until she shows her teeth, and then there's like really loud techno music. And
then Blade shows up.
There's
and kills
there's a bunch of chicks wearing chainmail but no shirts and shit, and they're like really aggressively kissing each other's necks.
Is it a club owned by Cheech Marin?
No.
No.
Steven Dorff?
That has lots of boobies.
Yeah, Steven Dorff.
Yeah, Dorff is there. He's he used to work the door. He was a Dorff man.
And then Wesley Snipes shows up and fucks up everyone's party.
Okay, but here's the thing. Your remark about the is accurate, but the thing is that colleges don't want to report crime statistics because it affects enrollment, so they don't want to say, oh, this girl was murdered. They would just
suicide's
say she,
better.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's like
that's why they don't report college rapes. Hello SVU, we're gonna learn all about it.
Or it's like Disney World. Nobody dies.
But I thought
Disney
the blue World. Lights solved all the problems.
They do.
And now they got those roving robots.
Oh, they got robots that rape you?
No.
What?
Roving.
They got the robots that roll around. They're like the security.
How
bots.
Do they stop rapes?
They're like mobile blue lights.
Oh.
They go around on a path.
Yeah.
And they have, so, it's stopped a few rapes.
Are there guns in them?
I've heard about it. It's an urban legend on campus.
So Natalie...
robot rapes.
Natalie convinces Paul, because again, very important reporter, that Tasha's death was not a suicide. And they look
Told
for,
you.
And they look for evidence about the Stanley Hall massacre.
And this goes all the way to the top.
But they find no evidence, and all the old newspaper clippings in the library from 1972 where the killings took place are gone.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know, crazy.
What a convenience.
Yes. Natalie and Paul run into the creepy-looking janitor who apparently they think it's the killer.
Well, yeah, he's all gangly.
Because he's
looking.
Creepy, and he's gangly.
He looks like
a lost, like, you know, Wes Anderson character.
He looks like Skeet Ulrich's inbred brother.
I was going to say a Wilson brother. A Wilson inbred brother.
Oh, he was in Suspiria. He had his teeth fixed.
His hideous, isn't he?
His hideous, isn't
he? He's got his teeth fixed.
They ask him questions about the Stanley Hall massacre, and the janitor tells him to talk to Wexler.
Freddy Krueger,
Robert Englund. Natalie and Paul sneak into Wexler's office for evidence and are caught by the professor. They also see an axe and a coat, like the coat that the killer has been wearing, which is basically like a fur-lined hooded coat.
But we haven't seen, like, nobody's seen what the killer's wearing yet. So, or is this just for the audience?
She did.
Oh, she did?
And we have, yeah, we have. She yeah. did. Alicia Witt did because the killer, when she was in the car with Joshua Jackson, like, was up on the top of the car and, like, tried to kick in the windshield. So she's seen it, yeah.
Sure,
one of the closets had David Carradine's desiccated corpse just hanging from the ceiling.
Gosh. Because they get caught by the dean, or I'm sorry, by Professor Wexler, they're brought in front of the dean, the, you know, guy from The Fifth Element. Paul asks about the Stanley Hall massacre, but the dean avoids the questions by telling Paul that he's fired from the school newspaper.
Rude.
You can be, this is how important the school newspaper is.
That's going to ruin his
that
life.
You can be fired from a student-run newspaper.
But he's an elected official.
When I was in high school, on our, or I'm sorry, when I was in college on our college radio station, two of the DJs got banned for like a couple months because they were talking about a Harry Houdini, and someone reported them.
Is that like a rusty trombone?
So a Harry Houdini is when you're having sex with a girl from behind, mm-hmm. and then you spit on her back, and she thinks that you're done. She turns around, then you pop in her face.
Oh, nice.
Surprise! You can also call it a David Copperfield.
Did you say David Cockerfield?
Yep. No, a David Copperfield.
My favorite's Tony.
So these guys got fired from the radio station because someone was listening and reported them about
it. My favorite's the Tony Danza.
What's the Tony Danza?
The Tony Danza is like when you're like going from you're getting from behind, and then you just go like,
"What's that look like?"
You're like, you stop, and then you say, "Who's the boss?" And you expect her to say like, "Oh, you are." He's like, "Nah, Tony Danza, bitch!" And then you smack her across the face with your dick.
Nice, love it.
But it's totally true. I heard about friends that did that on campus.
Paul gets fired, so he's never going to get a job outside of college working for a newspaper. By the way, that's never going to happen anyway because newspapers are now dead. So sorry.
He literally says that though.
He's like, I can kiss my career goodbye.
It's like majoring in Latin.
Maybe he could fast forward. He's now writing listicles on BuzzFeed of favorite urban legends on campus.
Yes, that would be. I would read that listicle. Then we find out that Natalie,
I would not,
has a criminal record for reckless endangerment and served a year of probation, and that she too is to stop investigating the urban legend about Stanley Hall Massacre if she wants to stay at the college. Paul becomes angry, again, because his career is now over. His reporting career.
He's going to have to start a band.
And Natalie tells Paul about her relationship with Michelle, who was the girl who got decapitated. Basically, we find out that when they were in high school together, they were friends. And one night they were driving. And the urban legend that it is the gang high beam, where you drive around with your headlights off.
Let's pause and then, for Tammy to be like, that's dumb.
Those Bene Gesserit witches, thick as thieves they are.
You drive around with your headlights off, and when someone flashes you, you turn around and you drive them off the road and kill them. So did that.
That's the intent? You want to kill the other person?
Well, they said gang members would do it. And like it's like their initiation to do it.
To kill
into the gang.
Oh, they got blooded in.
So they did it like as a joke, but when they ran the person off the road, as a joke, he died.
Yeah. That's a hilarious joke.
Hilarious. Almost like Joshua Jackson did it, but he would never do something like that.
No, he just sells drugs out of the trunk of his car.
No, that's somebody else.
That's Josh Hartnett.
Oh, sorry.
That's Josh Hartnett.
Sorry about that.
She also has a lust for him.
Oh, God, do I ever.
Yeah, there could just
they're
be
both
a,
coming back to
there,
I mean,
there
like,
could just
the
be a movie. Yeah, a movie between the two of them and just call it.
Smells musty
Josh.
In here.
Oh, like, I would watch mm-hmm. it so bad. So later, Natalie goes to visit the swimming pool where Brenda, Rebecca Gayhart, is doing laps. I don't know how she fits all that hair into a swimming cap. That gorgeous curly hair. Oof.
And the two girls from Suspiria are there.
Yes.
They're discussing their
she thinks
swimming
she sees,
weirdly.
She thinks she sees the witches? Killer approach because apparently everyone wears this fur-lined hooded jacket, especially when you walk into a pool. So this is when Natalie confides in Brenda about Michelle. She tells her the whole story about what happened in high school, how they accidentally killed a guy. So that evening, the Dean is in the parking garage to drive home. The killer ambushes him and kills him first by slashing his Achilles, which, oof, always gets me. He looks in his back seat, and then the killer is actually under the car, slashes his Achilles, and then he gets, like, run over by his car onto those retractable, like, blades that you see in parking garages not supposed to go over. Then we go to a fraternity party where Parker, Michael Rosenbaum,
Lex Luthor,
and Paul arrives with an old newspaper article he found, or the janitor gave to him, I apologize, when he was cleaning out his desk from the school newspaper office because he got fired, you know.
Is this where he's giving
ruined.
A dog a beer bong?
Yes.
Oh, and the dog also has a pierced nose? Yes. It has a nose ring?
Yes. This is, you know, this is basically Butters.
Par for the course?
Butters 2.0.
This is
Butters did not have any piercings.
This
no,
is
but
a party
he did
dog.
Drink beer. He's a party dog.
He was a party dog.
Yeah.
He was the best party dog.
RSVP'd Butters.
Poor Butters.
So we find out that the only sole survivor of the 1972 Stanley Hall Massacre was Freddy Krueger. So Natalie admits to having feelings for Paul because when people are dying around you, you get super horny. And you
I watch movies.
You want to kiss the Joker. Why not? They kiss. Brenda, being a really uptight, like, loony bitch, is like, I really liked him.
I wanted to play tonsil hockey with him.
Yes. And she gets mad and leaves the party in a jealous rage. So a little later during the party, Parker gets a phone call and is told about what happened to his pet dog. This is a horrible urban legend. I hate this one. But basically, the dog's in the microwave.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
Yeah.
Animals in microwaves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, what is red, bubbly, and scratches on a window? A dog in a microwave.
Oh. So he, after he finds his dead dog, he runs to a nearby bathroom to throw up. The killer attacks him, shoves like
A beer bong.
And pours Pop Rocks and liquid Drano down his throat.
Hey, that'll kill you.
Michael. That'll do it.
Bye, that's not Coke.
Bye bye, Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
The spiciest of sodas.
So Natalie's trying to find Paul, who ran off. Tara Reid, Big Titty Dumbo, is attacked at the radio station, runs upstairs, get in an elevator, goes downstairs, goes back upstairs, doesn't learn
anything. It's like horror movies, very stupid. Snake Plissken running around New York last week.
Yes.
I enjoy watching her run, though.
So she's basically wearing like a white sundress. Again, this is no New support.
The it was just the top, like the, it wasn't a dress, though. She had like a mini skirt, a pleather mini skirt with
and she's
black
spilling out of it, and she's like, "Oh,
and those
stop chasing
stupid
me.
4-inch platform boots that she
boots.
Fell,
and then she broke, she sprained her ankle.
Yeah, and she was trying to run.
Yeah, so she gets killed. Meanwhile, Reese, our sassy black detective,
she's campus security. Let's be serious.
Really downplaying the.
She's got a nice gun.
Our campus detective.
Sure, she's got a gun. So she searches Dr. Wexler's office, but finds he's dead. Floor's covered in blood. He's dead. So there's a storm. The roads are washed out. No one's coming for help. Apparently, this university is on an island. And nobody can get there for days.
Well, actually, what?
I have no idea.
It's like that Black Christmas.
Yes. So,
what was happening was the polar ice caps were melting.
Oh, yeah.
And then the world was. This is a. Water
is there a hurricane as well?
This is going to be like one of my longest episodes talking about this fucking movie.
This was a Waterworld prequel.
So Natalie runs into Paul outside her dorm room and becomes suspicious. Like, where were you?
I was running.
And Sasha was killed, and you weren't around. Obviously, you were trying to get face tattoos for your future role as the best Joker that's ever existed.
I was trying to write a song for my band.
Yeah.
It's called The Kill.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Bury me! Bury me!
Oh, so good. So they run into Brenda with her amazing hair.
I'm sorry. Every time you say Brenda, I just imagine...
Brenda!
No. I just imagine Christopher Lambert saying it in Highlander, because that was the...
Brenda.
I just want to take you home, Brenda.
Oh, God.
I like to cruise for pieces of ass.
Oh, my God.
You know what I was doing today just to get a little sidetracked? I had Chapel Roan stuck in my head.
It was
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
This is the worst thing he's ever done.
And then I just kept singing it, but I kept singing it like the Kurgan. I was like, a feminine nomina.
It was awful. It was terrible.
How do you put up with it?
It was a lot.
Why don't you come back to my place? I've got a California king. Like maybe it's a twin bed.
It was awful.
On a twin bed, too?
Ugh.
It's a mermaid. Just go with it.
Amazing. So they go to leave campus.
I hear you like magic. I've got a wand and a rabbit.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
She is a great writer.
She's great. I love it. It's so good. So Brenda, Paul, and Natalie all drive away from campus. I don't know how, because the roads are washed out, but whatever.
He's driving in a Highlander.
Yes. They stop at a gas station for directions.
Doritos.
And you know what? It smells. And they open up the trunk, and there's a dead body in it. So now they think they think Paul is the killer.
Let's see Paul Allen's corpse.
Also, because I feel like we talked about this, like, how quickly does a body start to smell?
I mean...
Wexler, they void their bowels, so immediately, right?
Wexler was killed literally like 2 hours ago. So
it's winter, though, right?
It's like fall. Yeah, I would say fall.
They shit themselves.
It depends on how hot it is, I think.
2 hours? 2 hours? Would they start to smell in 2 hours?
No.
No, okay.
What if they had Taco Bell before death?
I mean, maybe. If they're farting.
I don't think Robert Englund was eating Taco Bell, but
what if they had White
He definitely
Castle.
Ate a Mexican pizza.
What if they had
pizza?
White Castle before death?
Not in 2 hours.
What if they had that pasta with all the cheese that John made in the poker
Oh, my God, yeah.
What a gut buster. Talk about colon blow.
I didn't eat any of it. So when you guys were talking about it, I was like, oh, I didn't eat any of that. So
I did.
I was fine.
We were all scrubbed clean.
You guys, God.
Yeah. It was farting. Like somebody put Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks and soda. You guys all blew up.
Yeah, we boofed Pop Ooh, Rocks.
That's a new Pop Rocks and soda. It's John's pasta. That's an urban legend in our friend group now.
That's stupid.
Stupid. Okay, so they both run away into the woods. Because they think not only does Jared Leto kill us with his acting skills and his music, but he also could just be a killer. We don't know. They get split up. On the back road, Natalie gets picked up by the eerie janitor, but the killer chases them down in another car. Janitor runs off the road. Janitor dies. Natalie gets away. Runs very animatedly at like the daughter in, what's that movie?
No, she runs like, what's her name in Suspiria through the woods.
No, don't people make fun of the daughter in Taken?
Yeah,
the way she runs, it's like
she runs like such a fucking spaz.
Yeah. So Natalie returns to campus, tries calling on the police phone, doesn't work.
The blue light.
The blue light doesn't work.
Well, it's not what it's there for.
Oh, it's not there for if you're being chased by a killer.
I thought it's an urban legend. They don't work. It's not a gun dispenser.
No.
No, if you hit the the blue button. Then what the only fuck works is that blue button? If you're being raped. Not
actively?
Right. Oh, okay.
If you're being stalked or someone is coming, you feel like you're in danger.
I feel really, like I'm in danger if someone else is coming next to me, yes.
Ew. Unless it's Joshua Jackson. Well, then great.
Then I better stop.
Oh, ew.
Dude.
Gross.
Liquid hot magma.
Hot frothy ejaculate.
Ew. Frothy is the worst word. Hate that word. So she hears screams coming from Stanley Hall. She sees there's lights on the third floor. She breaks in and looks around, and she finds the dead bodies of Joshua Jackson.
Doesn't she climb the she scales a wall of some kind, doesn't she?
She's when very
she
athletic. Escapes,
she does. Yeah. So she finds Brenda lying motionless on a bed. Somehow Brenda has managed to put on a lot of eye makeup since the party. Like, she's wearing like deep heavy eyes. Okay.
Yeah, she looks like Alice Cooper.
She thinks she's dead, but she's not. And she gets knocked out. And then we find out who's the killer?
Brenda.
It's the chick with the hair.
We don't get a lot of female killers in horror movies, so this is refreshing. Not enough. We don't get enough, no.
What are you talking about? One of the biggest ones ever.
Refreshing, just like Noxzema. Clears your face right up. Mm-hmm.
And why is she killing everyone?
So she's killing everyone, no longer acting like, you know, her best friend. We find out that her fiancé, who they got engaged right after graduating high school, because that sounds fun.
Definitely not weird.
He was the guy who her and the bitch who got decapitated earlier in the movie ran off the road and killed in high school. She's the fiancé. This is all revenge.
Revenge.
And she's also pissed because, you know, she wanted Paul. She wanted that hot 30 seconds from Mars dick. And, you know.
She didn't want to just look at it.
So she killed.
She wanted to eat it.
So she killed Natalie's roommate. Like, several, like, why? All because Michelle.
And her
Tammy, it's
fiance.
An urban legend.
It's an urban legend, Tammy. Because they killed her fiance using an urban legend, so she was going to kill all their friends using urban legends.
Oh, it's a
little
on the
nose. All of their friends.
Yeah, I mean, not really, because I don't really feel like she liked Joshua Jackson, because she's stupid.
Tammy,
she didn't like her roommate, so, like, who
cares?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, why does she care about her roommate?
I agree. Although she did like Tara Reid.
If she was just gonna kill Michelle and
boyfriend,
long legs lady, it would have just been a half an hour instead of a 90.
Which I'm sure
movie.
You guys would have appreciated, but
truly,
yeah, we did see it twice.
On. You know, oh, and she's gonna do the kidney heist. She's gonna take out her kidney. She doesn't really know where it is though.
Yeah, she tries to go in from the
top. Back. It's more in the back.
Oh, because that's an urban legend that
do you go in
sense
from the belly
right
button
now.
Totally makes sense.
Let's try and take her kidney.
But she didn't put her in the ice bath.
Organ harvesting.
Do you think she's got a buyer lined up?
For this young college woman to conquer.
Okay, yeah. So she's got good organs.
Good organs.
Do you think that she's got a buyer lined up? You and if so, how much is a kidney?
Okay, so Google says
ooh.
the kidney is the most commonly sought after organ in transplant tourism.
Oh.
With prices for the organ ranging from as little as $1,300 to as much as $150,000.
Wow. So if I pay $150,000, they'll take my kidney that I bought out for a little tour, right? Because it's tourism, so they're going to send my kidney through India backpacking.
That's actually the premise of another horror movie. It's called Turistas. It has, what's his name? Josh Duhamel in it. Duhamel.
What's with you and these fucking Josh movies?
I do love, I love a Josh.
Isn't he married to Fergie?
What, not anymore.
Oh, they broke up? Tragic.
They've been broken up. Damn, so, Reese gets shot. Paul appears and tries to, like, basically, like, you know.
He starts playing his album.
Psychoanalyze Brenda and says, like, you know, we can, I can write about it, you know, for my career because.
Take me down. Bury me. Bury me.
Brenda isn't fooled. She's going to shoot both of them. But then Reese comes back to life and she shoots Brenda and she falls out of the window. Down 3 floors.
I like how she
said, I told you I'd get you, sucker.
She does, basically.
Hell yes. Fist bump on that.
Then Paul and Natalie are driving away from campus. I'm not sure where they're going, but they're driving.
They're going...
Oh, to find help and safety. Again, because the roads are washed out, even though they're driving to go get safety in these washed out roads.
It is an island.
Yeah. And then, who's in the back seat of the car? Brenda! She did not die.
But she got shot out of a window.
I know, but she's not dead.
She must have had body armor or something.
She attacks them, and Paul smashes the car into a guardrail. Brenda smashes through the windshield and over the bridge into the river that has washed out all the roads that they're driving on.
What a nice, comfy fall.
And then we think it's over. But it's not, because it's a horror movie. Sometime later, at another college campus, a group of college students, one who is dressed wildly inappropriate, with, like, knee-high white socks and a pink tied, like, crop top.
Oh, Hillary, got, Hillary,
like,
Swank.
Fluff balls in her hair, and she does kind of look like a horse.
I like, how the...
Wearing Steve Madden Mary Janes.
I like how the black guy in the friend group looked like he was an extra from Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
But they, yes, but they also make jokes like... They're basically telling the story of the Pendleton Massacre and about urban legends, and all of them are like, oh, yeah... My friend knew Paul. Oh, and yeah, Brenda, she was my sister. She was that girl in the Noxzema commercials. Like, they make that joke. I do kind of like this because it's a little bit meta. It's like a little bit of the Scream kind of flow off of the meta.
They wouldn't let us break the fourth wall, but...
And then he says, does anyone believe me? And they all say no. And then one person says, I do. And then we cut to it. And it's Brenda with different hair, so unrecognizable. It's straight.
She's incognito, she's for sure.
So she didn't die.
No, she doesn't have a head. She has a kerchief.
A kerchief.
She looks like
it's
that.
It's probably keeping her head on.
Yeah, it's like that urban legend.
From Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, yeah. And that's the end of the movie. Here are some fun facts. So, when, obviously, these are all Joshua Jackson fun facts, by the way. Just to let you all know. So, when Joshua Jackson, like, starts his car in the movie, the theme song, I Don't Want to Wait, by Paula Cole, is on the radio. Joshua Jackson used his salary from this movie to buy his mother a house.
He donated the rest to UNICEF.
Must not have been a big house.
He also... doesn't throw car batteries in the ocean.
Chump.
I know.
Well, that's because he works on
the TV. He obviously doesn't care about the electric eels.
Joshua Jackson and Tara Reid both shot scenes in Cruel Intentions shortly before production started on Urban Legend. Jackson kept his hair blonde for Urban Legend just in case he needed to do reshoots for Cruel Intentions, which is why his hair is blonde. In addition to this film, The Skulls, also starring Joshua Jackson, and Gossip, also starring Joshua Jackson. Saw The Skulls twice in theaters, by the way. Just putting that out there. Didn't see Gossip in the theaters. That has Kate Hudson in it, the dude from Boondock Saints, James Marsden, and Lena Headey. Not a good movie.
No, Lena Headey's in it.
That tracks.
They were all filmed at the University of Toronto, so that's where this movie was filmed. Joshua Jackson and Rebecca Gayhart both appeared in Scream 2, another teen slasher, 1 year earlier. And Joshua Jackson and Michael Rosenbaum also appeared in the horror movie Cursed, which has Jesse Eisenberg in it, which is about a werewolf. Christina Ricci's in it as well.
Oh, how much of Christina Ricci's in it?
Her boobs.
The talented parts.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Noted.
Around the Room. Pass, fail. Skip and Tammy. We all know. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Tammy.
I
don't like this movie. Yes.
Don't. I don't get it.
You don't get...
I don't know what there is to get. It's just a stupid horror movie. There's nothing to get.
Yeah,
dude.
It's not Terrence Malick.
No, yeah.
It's not Yorgos Lanthimos.
We're not.
It's not Scream.
It's not Yorgos. It's not Scream. Oh, no. I fully admit, This is not a good movie. I just like it. I like stupid horror movies, and I just feel like it fits. It does fit. It's a revenge movie. It fits the mold.
It is revenge.
It fits the assignment.
Fit the assignment. I don't want to watch this again, though.
That's fine.
I'm not going to pass it.
Okay. I fully support your decision.
Thank you.
Matt?
I don't care. I failed this movie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nah, I'm sorry. It's fine. I mean, we had fun discussing it, and it's fun to talk about, but I'm sorry. If anyone else were in this movie, maybe I would have done the whole love potion.
Jared Leto.
I hate Jared Leto.
You hate him
Leto
so much.
That much.
Yeah, that's okay.
And also, I really can't stand the Noxzema lady.
Rebecca Gayheart.
I can't stand her.
Okay.
I mean, I barely remember Redhead.
At least
so then when you were like, oh my god, that's her. And I'm like, wait, what? When we were watching Long Legs. You were like, yeah that's her from Earth. And I'm like, what?
I mean, I recognized her from the start. I knew who she was.
Like, the only person that I recognize and like remember of note from that movie, aside from Turn.
Thank you.
Is Michael Rosenbaum. I feel like the best performance was by Simple Jack in the beginning of the movie.
Oh.
But
Bad Dorf, yeah.
No. His eyes were raining.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a fail.
Guido, remember, Dune.
I try not
to. And the Fifth Element?
Judge a movie based on the color of its character's hair, but on the content of its characters, specifically the ones that were in Dune. So, yes, I do pass this movie.
Yes!
And my credibility has been cast away into the void.
That's okay.
Here we go. That's my answer, and you know why. So
50% pass, which you know is higher than the ranking on Rotten Tomatoes for this movie. So
you pass your own movie?
Oh my god, I will watch this again and again. I love this movie.
Again, for the record, you're the only one that's ever failed your own movie.
Yeah, you're the only one that does that.
Tammy, you did do that.
I just wanted to make sure.
50% pass rate. I will take it. Matt, quid pro quo.
My movie came out in 2011. It was directed by Kim Ji-won, and it's starring Lee Bong-hoon and Choi Min-sik. My movie is called I Saw the Devil, and you can watch it on Hulu.
Wonderful. We are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our social media or via our website, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.